love our city.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple.
So yesterday I had a gawk in the cupboard and I saw a few shirts and I thought, okay, well, is that it? And I went down the bottom, there's a box.
Yeah, I was so impressed that you did this. I would have Donna, your wife, would have done this for you. But you actually do it.
Oh,
it's good.
Most of the house working anyway, so... the cooking. Anyway...
Don't bring lies into this show, thank you.
So I had a look yesterday, and I thought to myself, okay, I got rid of all my clothes when I went through a pretty ordinary period a couple of years ago. So anything that related to that period, a lot of people do that. They just get rid of whatever relates to that period. And
if you have a bad period.
Yeah,
yeah.
Clothes, cars, whatever. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. So now I just have stuff that is, you know, something that suits me. So when I say that, I think it does.
Has anyone ever told you that polo shirts don't actually suit you? No, I'm kidding.
Seriously?
I'm joking.
Are you paranoid now?
I'm so joking. Oh, right. I could not see you actually without having a polo or a collared shirt.
Thank you.
I just think you'd look too weird. Anyway, yeah, please
weird.
Move on.
So, look, I've got a couple of really, you know, like popular shirts with me, probably not with anyone else, but they're great. And I can't kind of live without them. I look at them and go, yep, it's a day for that one. And it's a day for that one. You know that.
I do. Would one of your favourites be your green one, your green polo?
Yeah, that's the old Spring Gully Cricket Club one. Yeah, wear that.
You
good.
See you in that quite regularly.
Have you got one? Have you got one or two shirts that you just can't get out of the cupboard? You won't let them go. Even if they're a bit ratty. Don't care.
13, 27, 10. Unfortunately, I haven't got one. Because I just like to get rid of the old stuff and bring in the new, apart from one jacket. There's one jacket. It's a green jacket, and it's got cords on it, and it's out of fashion at the moment, but it stays
stays
in my cupboard because one day...
Smells of the 70s here.
...going to come back into fashion, and I'm going to wear it again with pride. And no, not 70s, 90s. Thank you very
90s.
Much.
Oh, right, okay.
Jeez, it's bloody old, actually.
So, yeah, if you've got a shirt that you wear that you just can't get rid of, let us know. 13, 20, 7, 10. I just don't want to feel like I'm alone in this.
I'm sure you won't be.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
Good morning, Roscoe. I'm not surprised you've called because
worried.
I actually know for a fact that you have a favourite T-shirt. And I say that because I saw a photo of you. You went along with your mate Charlie to dinner with Jeff Horn.
That's correct.
And you had this T-shirt on.
Yeah,
and then... And then the next day at the fight, I saw you. You were in the front row and you had the same bloody T-shirt
you
on.
You smelly man.
No, I've got me George Costanza shirt.
That's, oh, really?
That's my favourite shirt. It did meet Jeff and he enjoyed meeting Jeff. It was fantastic. And it was washed in between.
We are happy to know that. Now, how long have you had the shirt?
Probably a couple of years now, Cobb. Got it off me daughter for Christmas because she knows I'm a bit Fruit Loop, so she gets me Fruit Loop present.
So you've had it for a couple of years. How many times do you think you've worn it in those 2 years, Roscoe?
Only special occasion. I took George to the footy this year, Carlton Bonds.
Yep.
There's a fair few people want to get photos with me. I don't know if it was me or just George.
Well, I tell you what, it might have been the smell. No, mate.
Yeah, no. He gets washed regularly.
Seriously,
he's
mate.
He's covered now, hanging up. Love him. Love George.
Yeah, mate, I'm worried about you with a Georgie Costanza. Do you find it with your favourite shirt, though, Ross? I'm not sure if you do, but every time I put mine on, they seem to shrink a bit. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think it's shrinkage, Coggo. It's not only in that area for me, neither.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.